Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's been a long, long, long time. And let me preface or let me start this by saying I am in line at Chick-fil-A. So if you hear me blank out for 2 seconds, it's because I'm just getting my order. It's always good to be back doing what I love doing. It's a beautiful, super hot day. Is it Wednesday, August 12th, 2021? I think it's the 12th. Yeah, it's the 12th. I just had, like, you know, a moment of realization, like a moment earlier, right after I clocked out of work. And like I always like to say, when I do these things, it's like I use like moments like that as inspiration to do a podcast, do a blog talk, do whatever, man, whatever this thing is called. So I was watching, and I'm always, like, I'm behind the times purposefully. I don't have to be behind the times, but I am, because I just don't really care to keep up with much. It's not a priority by me. So if I, like, what I'm about to reference is 18 years old, and I'm sure 19 years old at this point. So, you know, it's probably been seen by most people, but I still like to take the time to kind of analyze the situation. And this is just me. Once again, I write down stuff and I think about things I want to say, but I kind of work it out as I'm doing it, like a comedian. Speaking of comedians, Jerry Seinfeld did a documentary, a movie, whatever you want to call it, about comedians. I love comedy. I love comedy. Like, I'm a big fan. I you know, traditionally, meaning, like, I like good comedians that know how to put together a whole bit and break it down and basically just do it so well that you forget that it's an actual bit. Like, you forget it's an actual comedy sketch, so to speak. And so he did a documentary movie about just going back into stand-up, because the one beautiful thing about comedians is that comedy is that it's a very humbling experience. If you want to get better as a comedian, you have to trash all your give me a second, got order. All right, so, yeah, comedians have to break down their material, and if they want to start afresh and work on new material. But the hardest thing about them breaking down their material and working afresh is that they have to start from scratch. Like, literally, no matter who you are, no matter how famous you are, you got to give on stage. And stage fright in itself is a thing. You know what I mean? Like, just getting on stage is hard enough, but then you have to work out material in front of a live audience that probably paid to see you. And then, even if they didn't pay to see you, they know how famous, if you're a famous person, like in his case, it's Jerry Seinfeld, who doesn't know who that is. You have to work out your material in front of these people, and you might not have it all together. You might not have it all right. And so you had to stand there, and he compared it gratefully. I mean, this is a great comparison. He said that it's like going to work in your underwear. I mean, once you get to work, you really think you're going, how much can you really get done in your underwear? Because I thought about that. Like, what if I went to work in my underwear? How weird would that be? And it would be super weird, because I would always be sitting there like, oh, they're going to fire me. Somebody's going to tell HR, I can't finish my work. You'll never be able to get your work done. So that's what it's like for them, to break down their material, scratch old material and do new material in front of a crowd that suspects you to be funny. So he's doing that. He's going through that. That's part of the whole documentary or movie or whatever you want to call it. I'm about to get my food. That's kind of why I'm stammering. Give me a second again. Sorry. All right, so back. My bad about that. I never do that anyway, but I apologize. So what I was saying was you have to break down your material, you have to get up in front of a crowd, and you have to try to work your material out. There's no other way of doing it, and I compared it to going to work in your underwear. I couldn't imagine working in my underwear because I would just be thinking about getting fired the whole time and not being able to do my work. So he's going through all that, but that's not even really my point. My point is that he was talking to a younger comedian, and the younger comedian, they show, like, they cut to this younger comedian. I forget his name. It wouldn't really do him any justice because he's still not famous today after 19 years. They cut to a comedian that's coming up trying to ask Jerry for examples and, you know, a little help, a little advice. And the guy got tape after tape. And, you know, people used to use tapes. We don't do that anymore, but we got tape after tape after tape after tape of his material and note after folder of notes and notes and notes of his material that he's done. And he's just, like, obsessive. He's really, really super duper obsessive. He wants to do well. He thinks he's funny. And that's a whole nother conversation to talk about. Because he thinks he's really funny. He thinks he's better than everybody. People say he's too arrogant. He's even saying that to the camera, like, you know, people think I'm arrogant. You know, I just have confidence in myself. And he's just, like I said, he's obsessive. He's like, I wish I was famous. I should be famous by now. I do so much this, that. So he's standing in front of Jerry saying all of this stuff right before he goes on stage. And then as he goes on stage, Jerry goes, oh, Lord, he's done for. He's a lost cause. So they cut back to them afterwards, and Jerry goes on stage. Then they go to another scene, same club, but it's another scene where Jerry goes in front of him, and the whole crowd is like, ah, like, you know, it's Jerry Seinfeld. I mean, I'd be excited to see him too. And the guys are standing there like, oh, man, he don't even have to do any work. Blah, 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 blah. Mind you, they showed Jerry struggling on stage two or three scenes before that, like struggling to work his material. So the younger comic is just frustrated, really, really frustrated. Like, Jerry, just, you don't have to do anything. They love him. You know, they stand in ovation before he even starts doing his act. You know, I'm better than him. F him. And later on, they cut to Jerry after he finished, and he's just talking to the guy. The guy's like, yeah, man, my friends and my family, this is the point I'm trying to make after saying all this. He goes, yeah, I'm 29 years old, and my friends have moved up and made something. And Jerry just looking at him like, what? Are you crazy? That's what he said. He said, are you crazy, man? He said, no, just, you never sat and compared yourself to your friends and your family that have done so much working on Wall Street. And Jerry's like, ew, oh. Oh, it's too funny because his reaction soon is like, what was wrong? But I fully understand where the guy's coming from. He's basically saying that he's done all of this. He's tried so hard to be a comedian, and he feels like everyone else is passing him in life. But Jerry Seinfeld gave me, and I didn't even get to finish the scene. It was so eye-opening to me. I stopped the scene, so I probably had to come back and make a part two to this. But I stopped the scene because right at that moment, Jerry's like, no, man, what are you talking about? Why are you sitting here comparing yourself to them? Comedy's not like this. Like, you're not trying to get anywhere. You're not trying to do anything. And that's part of the guy's problem is that he's worked so hard to get to that point, and he's not really that good of a comic, to be completely honest. I mean, who am I, right? But he wasn't funny to me. And Jerry's trying to explain to him why he's going through all this riffing of family and friends and stockbrokers that he knows, and people got houses and lives and kids and married. And Jerry's like, what are you talking about, man? And I sat there and went, oh, I get it. Like, I'm constantly in my own head like that as well because I want to do well. I don't even want to be famous. I just want to be acknowledged as someone that does something great, you know? But and what Jerry's trying to explain to the younger comic is that you don't worry about any of that stuff. You just be happy at being a comedian. That you're doing something that most people wouldn't even take 10 even, because I think about, like, well, could I be a comedian? And I go, man, that's standing on that stage. And as the comedians like to call it, they call it eating crap or eating shit, whatever. It's hard enough being in a relationship, and my girl is looking at me with a blank face like, what are you talking about? Let alone 20, 30, 100, 200, thousands of people looking at me like, oh, you're terrible, man. So I don't even know if I would even be able to take that mentally, but Jerry's trying to explain to the greater point. Jerry's trying to explain to the guy, you're doing something that you love. Stop worrying about whether you're compared to anyone else. That shouldn't be your chief concern or concern at all. You really shouldn't be worried about that. You should just be enjoying each and every moment on the stage. And that's part of the guy's problem. Like, I'm going to finish the documentary or movie in a little bit, but that's his problem. Part of his problem is he is constantly in his head about trying to make it or trying to be this thing or trying to be famous. Like, he even said in one of the cuts, in one of the scenes, sit here in the deli or in this convenience store, wherever he was, and I just want people to go, oh, there goes blank blank, whatever his name is. Because just like he was jealous about Jerry Seinfeld, that's all he was saying. He kept saying, I just want people to walk up to me and go, hey, there's you. You know what I mean? And that's what he was chiefly focused on. And that's his problem. And that's the problem I run into. Like, I'm 36, and I feel like time is a ticking on me. And I love doing this, but I have gone nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. And it's my fault, my own fault. I blame no one but myself. But I shouldn't even worry about whether there is somewhere to go. That's actually hindering me. Just like the comedian that Jerry Seinfeld was trying to explain to him, and he's looking at him sideways and shaking his head like, what? What are you talking about? And the name of the documentaries or movie is Jerry Seinfeld, Comedian. Jerry's looking at the guy and he going, what? What are you talking about, man? What are you doing? You're a comedian. Be a comedian. Don't, or you're trying to get laughs. But because he's so worried about trying to be somebody or trying to be somewhere or trying to be noticed, like, I want to be noticed, and I know I have the talent to be whatever it is, you know, or whatever is out here for quote-unquote voice talent or whatever. I don't even know what to call it. That's how I know it's no big deal. But he's so busy trying to get somewhere where he needs to just be happy where he is. You know, maybe if he could have looked back at that moment, like I'm looking at this moment right now, and just realizing just be happy to be where I'm at, just be happy to be alive, just be happy to be doing something, to be happy to be trying something, to be happy to be doing this. I love doing this. I could do it for free. Oh, that's right. I do it for free. You know, and I could do this forever, which I will. I will do it until the day I die. And that's the only thing that matters, is that whether I get noticed, whether I don't get noticed, whether there's people talking about me, whether people are pointing me out in public, none of that matters. None of that is important. Matter of fact, I shouldn't even be thinking about it. And that's my moment of clarity, is just enjoy the moment. Instead of worrying about me getting older and whether I'm going to, quote-unquote, make something of my life. Technically, I've already made something of my life. I made it 36 years. All right, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all evening.